Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you. And what I'm about to play is a segment of an interview that I did with my good friend, retired San Antonio police officer, Willie Cantu, regarding the incident of the New York police officers that were attacked by the illegal aliens. I frankly asked Willie, do you think it can happen here in San Antonio? And his revelations, his comments, my friends, are very, very disturbing. I want you to hear this conversation, this interview, because we have in our midst a migrant center that is attracting all sorts of illegal aliens, very, very few of which are vetted. We don't know anything about their background. We don't know if they're terrorists, criminals, if they're carrying diseases. We don't know anything about them. All we know is they are here, and they keep multiplying more and more crossing the border because the border has been opened even more so. So without further ado, let's listen to this interview with retired police officer Willie Cantu regarding illegal alien crime and the defunding of the police departments. We're going to talk, first of all, about a situation in New York City that I call the open borders meets defund the police, the defund the police movement. Specifically, my friends, and I'm sure a lot of you have seen it, two NYPD officers who were attacked by seven Venezuelan illegal aliens who were arrested and then released without bail by the local DA in Manhattan. And, you know, my folks, my friends, this is literally the defund the police movement, and it's meeting up with the open borders where these folks who are illegal aliens are getting away with attacking police. If they'll do that to police, what are they going to do to you? Willie, what do you think of the situation in New York City, and do you think it could happen here in San Antonio?
Oh, 100% it can happen in San Antonio. We have our own migrants here. I'm going to quit calling them migrants. I do it, but they're illegals. You know, we call a spade a spade. They're illegals. They're illegal aliens here. They're not supposed to be here. They're here unlawfully. But there's no doubt that it is not impossible to happen in San Antonio. Now, the issue in in New York, I believe it was close to a migrant center there also. They were trying to disperse these people, and then these officers got jumped. The biggest issue is, you know, all around the country, and what we're seeing is the liberal Democrats believe that these people are good people, and they're just fleeing persecution. And no doubt some of them are, but they don't vet them to find out who they are. So they're letting in everybody. And these people from Venezuela, and they're really hard to vet because the relationship between the U.S. and Venezuela is not very good right now. And, of course, they'll blame that on Donald Trump. I saw an article with that. But these guys have nothing to lose. They got here easily, and they've been given money, and they've been transported to, you know, New York. Obviously, they came from our border, most likely, and they have nothing to lose. And, of course, the other part of this soup sandwich is we have another Soros-bought DA, Alvin Bragg. He's been in the limelight before our own, you know, because he was doing his own stuff. They're going after Trump as well. But if you've seen the news recently, he's avoiding reporters. He won't answer questions. And recently he finally did, but his answer was just ridiculous. You know, he didn't really have an answer. He just had to say something. I think the governor of New York, you know, probably got on him to say something, but it wasn't even an answer worthy of anything. He might as well have not even said anything. But the other issue is that being here in San Antonio is we have that migrant center on San Pedro. And those people are free to roam. They're free to leave. They're free to go in and out, do what they want to do. And again, they have nothing to lose as well. I'm also hearing there's some of them living in the apartment complexes around there. So one of the other things that you and I were going to talk about, there is a gang called the Tren de Aragua. They're a prison gang out of Venezuela. And they're starting to migrate into the United States. Very hard to detect. Estimates are around 600 in the U.S. And they're here in San Antonio. We've had a group, a unit, specialized unit, tasked with identifying them and investigating their crimes because they're setting up shop here. So, you know, it just keeps on, the hits just keep on coming. That's George. Amazing.
Now, already there is the Salvadoran M13 gang that's been operating in the United States for, gosh, almost 20 years. We've already got...
Let me say something about that now that you brought that up. Mm-hmm. The information is that they may look... this gang, the Tren de Aragua prison gang, make the MS-13 look like kindergartners.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that is the news.
That's scary. And do you think... I mean, you having been in law enforcement, I mean, we do have local gangs... street gangs, but we've also got the prison gangs. Do you think these Venezuelan gangs are going to hook up with these other characters at any point? Do you think that there would be any kind of connection for mutual assistance, possibly?
Well, mutual, and I would say the best of the worst to hook up with them mutually, but the worst thing that can happen is that they have a gang war.
Ah, yes.
A turf war.
Yeah, because we would be caught right in the middle of it.
Right. So people should know that the Mexican Mafia is the... they claim that San Antonio, Bexar County, is their territory. And the Mafia is a prison gang. They're operating within, and they do things, you know, out, drug dealing, extortion, any other crime that'll make them money. And there for a little bit, and I don't even know how bad it is anymore, but the Orejones were at war with them. But I hadn't heard too much about them anymore. Orejones aren't very organized, but there's a lot of them. But the reason I mentioned the Mafia is that because they claim this is their territory, if you're going to set up shop to do illegal activities, you have to pay them 10%. Of whatever you, I guess, may make. I don't know how good they are at keeping books, but, you know, whatever you estimate. And I doubt these guys are going to go, I'm not going to pay you anything. You know, so then that's going to become a war. Yeah. They're going to retaliate because they're going to be taking business away from the Mexican Mafia.
And we need to emphasize to people, we need to emphasize to the common American citizen that because they are Hispanic or Latino doesn't mean that the Mexican Mafia is going to get along with the Venezuelans, or vice versa. That, you know, that somehow because they are Latino, they're going to get along.
I would venture to say that the Mafia would be very, very surprised on the way these guys operate, because they're from a whole another world.
Yep.
These prison gangs from other countries. So, and if they do set up shop and gain strength and are able to combat the Mexican Mafia, as well, there's other gangs here too, prison gangs, the Texas Syndicate, the Hermanos Pistoleros, things like that. If they gain strength and they realize that they can take an opportunity to take over San Antonio, and the way these guys operate, it'll be bad. Mm. It'll be really violent. And it's not like, you know, innocent people are going to not get caught in the crossfire. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem.
Yep, they will. Innocent people are going to get caught in the crossfire. What's the solution to this? To avoid this, if there is a solution at this point.
So the solution, I believe, especially with this issue at the border, you watch these Democrat liberals like Mayorkas explain that they inherited this broken system, and they work hard at fixing it, and they work hard at whatever. It's a lot of it's just, you know, word salads with them. But I equate it to, if I have a plumbing problem in my house, in order to fix it, I need to shut off the water
first
at the source.
Yes.
First. Same thing with electricity. If it is so bad, then shut it off and work on fixing it, because the damage is already done. Imagine if your house were already flooded 2 feet in water, but you're like, no, I'm going to continue to try to fix it. I'm not going to shut off the water. That doesn't make any sense. That's what these idiots keep on doing. And they're doing it on purpose. Oh, you know, yeah. We know that. So that's the number one solution. But here, to combat these people and just crime in general, the criminals in general, they need to allow the police officers to do the job.
Exactly.
To do their job that they're justified and lawfully able to do without any kind of recourse or investigations of social justice. These issues that you're not treating them with compassion, integrity.
Civil rights.
These guys,
the civil rights of illegal aliens.
Yeah, we understand.
Let's think about that. The civil rights of illegal aliens.
We understand those. The police understand those rules, and they will work within them. But when you have a DA, just like we're about to talk about, that is hell-bent on social justice and not lawful justice, they're going to find a way to hem up officers in BS litigation.
Right.
That'll last almost three or 4 years, where these guys' lives are on hold.
Right.
And then putting their lives in the hands of a good or bad jury.
Yep. Once again, my friends, that was an interview with my good friend, Willie Cantu, retired San Antonio police officer, and our discussion regarding the illegal alien criminals, the open border, and how it is impacting on our public safety, particularly while we've got a very active defund the police movement. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.